This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm your host, Derek Champagne. Our guest today is Morgan Wright with IdentitySecurity.com. You may have seen Morgan. He's been a guest on several hundred national TV and radio and print and web. You might have seen him on Fox News or CNN or CNBC or your other favorite shows. Morgan's an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity strategy, cyber terrorism, identity theft, and privacy, and his landmark testimony before Congress on healthcare.gov even changed how the government collected personally identifiable information. Morgan, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek, thank you for having me on.
Anything else you want to share with small and medium-sized businesses about identity theft and protecting their infrastructure?
Sure, absolutely. You know, from an identity security standpoint, look, you can do very simple things. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I talk about doesn't cost you any money. For example, quit clicking on links. Spend a minute and take a look at it. And actually, you know, there's a little trick too, Derek. A lot of people don't do it. I'm a Mac guy. It works really well on a Mac. But if you're Windows folks, you can do the same thing too. Before you click on that link, just take a couple extra seconds and hover your mouse over it, the pointer over it. And a lot of times what it'll do, it'll expose what's behind the link. I could send you an email right now that says, hey, contact me at, you know, so-and-so at whitehouse.gov. And you're going to go, oh, it's the government. No, whitehouse.gov, I'm sending you to a site that's been hacked that I'm trying to generate a bunch of clicks so I can make money off of advertising. No, or it's designed to take you to a site to inject malicious code in a Java app or you know, some other thing. So, you know, just if you just take a little time and look at the link, stop, think, don't click that link. So just think about that. Passwords. There's actually a very easy way. We were joking a little bit about calling the hogs and college football and stuff. But look, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan, Fighting Irish.
Great.
So, but you know, people say, well, it's so tough to remember these passwords. Yeah, that's why with Google and Yahoo's doing is going to be good. But if you have to remember a password, take a favorite phrase of yours, like you know, the Arkansas Razorbacks are number one. Now you could take that and turn that into a password by using the first couple letters, you know, up, you know, uppercase, lowercase, literally. And you can go to a site called passwordmeter.com and check the strength of your password. Right. But take a phrase that you know that you will remember, and then turn it into a password. And you could have several variations on that. I use different characters when it's a financial account as opposed to a social media account. Hmm. I mean, so I won't tell anybody what it is because I don't want you, somebody out there listening to this, right, hacking me. But look, it's called in the spy business, the espionage business, it's called tradecraft. Just have good tradecraft. Be a hard target. You know, the other thing too is just say no. You know how many people give out their personal information just because somebody asked?
Right.
You know, your dentist does not need your social security number, neither does your plumber or the barista at Starbucks.
Right.
Quit giving out your personal identifiable information like it's Christmas candy. You were talking in the intro about testifying before Congress. I mean, I beat them up on this. I mean, I said, here I am. I'm sitting here with an iPad right now connected to the internet. You're asking me for all this personal information that's not encrypted before you even tell me what plans are available. Right. That's not the way it works. And then guess what? A little bit later, three enterprising college students, I think they were at Stanford, created a little site called healthsherpa.com. Mm-hmm. They went through and took all the information and said, look, tell us where you live, because that was one of the things you had to know, and your zip code. And then they showed them all the plans that are available without asking for a single piece of identifiable information.
Wow.
So shields up. Again, it shields up. Your default thing should be shields up until you know that, hey, it's safe to. And look, for goodness sakes, people, don't be sitting in Starbucks or Pete's or whatever your favorite place is, ordering your latest Versace bag or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what the things are. The shoes or your favorite gadget, and cranking out your or your credit card number and your people say, well, that doesn't, you know, well, it only has to happen once to make your life miserable.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.